producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
No, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm still lost in the last hour because I was having such a great time being Scrooge McNutt, and now they're spoiling my fun. Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. Let's start a fresh new hour with some more bad news.
I'm down with that. Let's go.
Everybody, let's get into the bad news.
As long as you have a positive outlook about the bad news, that's the key.
Well, the bad news that I have here is about holiday drinking and holiday bourbon specifically.
Really?
If you're a chronic heavy drinker,
right? What's bad about that?
Type of year can, well, the drinking of bourbon causes insidious damage to your brain.
That's tough stuff.
Just bourbon?
Your brain.
What about scotch?
Any kind of
alcohol. Anything.
Well,
okay.
It becomes sugar. If you have never, if there is so much drinking going on at this time of the year, it becomes more of an underscore to what is going on to people who get intoxicated. Even in people who never seem intoxicated or are obviously addicted to alcohol, just one drink of bourbon can cause heavy brain damage. And apparently the folks from Seriscan and these other people that are examining brains now, they've come up with this. And it has nothing really to do, the original research was done because of concussions and problems of people who were playing football and people who were in service, got injured on the job, all of those sorts of things. That was why we originally were exploring the brain. Now, they're finding as ancillary information, when they study these people, they're finding parts of the brain, whether you're a football player or whatever else, they see, wait a minute, what's this problem over here in this part of the brain that has nothing to do with injuries on the job or injuries playing football or in sports? And they find that it's alcohol-related brain damage. It has been completely undiagnosed, and it is not necessarily the cause of Alzheimer's. It will read like Alzheimer's. Other forms of dementia, people who get old and they don't have Alzheimer's, they don't have dementia, but they've been heavy drinkers of bourbon or scotch, they have forms of dementia.
What about vodka?
Show up more. Anything that has a lot of
alcohol.
Sugar.
Alcohol.
But this is kind of a myth. They've come out with studies in the last year, thank God, that show alcohol does not kill brain cells. But what it does on your liver, the sugar does definitely affect the brain.
The impact of sugar on your brain, and because bourbon and scotch are so loaded with sugar, consider where this stuff comes from. It's like sugar cane, the stuff that it comes from, the way they age it.
Well, I guess any of the liquors.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Sweet stuff.
Yeah. It's all the same.
So I guess vodka and gin is better for you?
Well,
because it's not as much sugar?
See? That's why I like Roberta. She's always looking for the out.
Right. Okay, I've got an out here. Here's the other side of this. People who have early Alzheimer's disease have something new to raise their glasses to, depending on what you're drinking. There's a new, very small study that shows that having a couple of drinks a day is associated with a lower risk of death for Alzheimer's patients compared with those who are heavy drinkers.
Yeah, it pickles
drinkers.
Them. That's why.
Right.
It pickles
them. But here's the interesting thing. You got one informational bit on this side, and it could be confused with another informational bit on the other side that seems to contradict, because this study shows that having a few drinks a day is a way to lower your risk of death from Alzheimer's compared to those who drink a lot, or who do not drink at all, because apparently there's something in certain kinds of alcohol that lubricates your brain.
Right.
It's, that doesn't mean it's scotch, and it doesn't mean that it's
it doesn't mean 20-year-olds should be drinking to help save them from Alzheimer's. It means that Alzheimer's patients who already have it are going to delay the effects by having it's at that point. The damage that you would be doing by drinking alcohol is minimized.
But here's senior centers should have happy hour at all senior centers. Then,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So here's
three
what
to five
happens.
Every day.
She's always
the disorder is the explanation for the disorder or the benefits of the disorder comes from looking at people who have survived Alzheimer's. Because if you get Alzheimer's, it doesn't mean you're going to lose your mind. It just means that your mind is going to work differently. Sometimes, more often than not, it falls apart. But what the speculation is in this study is that people who are drinking, it's a social event that keeps people talking, using their brain. So chances are, if you're drinking, you're not drinking alone. And if you are drinking alone, then it's hopeless. Forget about it. But if you're drinking with other people, the stimulation, the social environment, which is proven to help those with dementia, the conversation, the potential positive association of having social experiences, conversational experiences, are what keeps people's minds working. And that's really the real way to keep you from getting Alzheimer's or dementia is to keep your mind working. Get the blood flowing to your brain and keep doing crossword puzzles, play Sudoku, keep working, whatever it is. People who keep working don't usually get Alzheimer's. They don't usually get dementia. Once in a while you find, my cousin is an exception to that. My cousin has it now and he's in a home. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He had 10 years ago, I remember, he told me that he thought he had early stage onslaught of dementia and Alzheimer's, and it took him until this year to really have it take over his life. And his wife has put him in a home, and his children are very angry at her because he's not at home. His children don't have to take care of him
24/7.
That's the hard part. Yeah, they don't realize what it takes to do that.
It's so hard. Right.
I think it's very difficult. But I feel badly about this because this guy is just a wonderful guy. And for him to have to spend, he's not even 80 yet, to spend the rest of his life like that. He's a very healthy guy. So how long do you live? If you're healthy and you've got this, you can go on for a long time. But he knew it. He was conscious of it, even at the time of the decision to put him in a place where he would be guarded, if you will, or protected. He knew what was going on and still does. But you don't want to see it happen to somebody that you love. But yet, and Richie just said, how do you take care of it? The other side of the question is, how did they do it 100 years ago? People say, how did they do it 100 years ago? There was no such thing as Alzheimer's and dementia 100 years ago. You didn't live that long.
Right.
So it wasn't a problem. And when you got sick, no matter what, 100 years ago, the family took care of you. Today, you... Not so. You wonder about that. The person that you're with, would that person take care of you if something happened to you, Roberta? Would Tom take care of you? And Richie would...
I have long-term health care insurance.
that kicks in
after 1 month.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you don't become a burden on your family.
Yeah. Well, but some people may want to.
And it's
take
good
care
for any age, dependent. Really. You know, as soon as something happens to you, but then as you get older, it can go for senior living centers or nursing homes eventually.
I know you
need it.
Wait, I thought you were crazy. You talked me into doing this a number of years ago, and I thought, what am I going to do that for at this age? It is something that
all you have to do is have one parent that goes into a nursing home, and you see the effects that it has on the entire family, and the effects that it has on the financial aspects of the family.
Yep.
And you go, okay, where do I sign up?
And I have a friend who sells memberships. Assisted living space.
Yeah.
For your parents. Yeah. I mean, it starts at $10,000 a month.
It's astronomical.
I remember my father, when he had his last stroke and we had to put him into a facility, he was there for 4 months before he died, and it was $22,000 a month to take care of him. And he was conscious. 22,000.
$22,000
a month.
Yeah.
What he said, he was still conscious enough. He was so angry at me. And that was one of the sad things about his demise. He was so angry at me at the end because I told him that he would not go into a facility. He would stay home. No matter whatever happened to him, he would stay home. Well, Francis, his wife, couldn't take care of him. There were no bathrooms downstairs in the house. So she says, what am I going to do? And she said to me, okay, you're so concerned about it, you take care of him. So I thought about putting him in my house. But one of the problems, even though there's a downstairs bathroom, there would be no place I could put him that wouldn't be in proximity to the radio studio. And because at that point, when he'd lost his ability to basically talk or to communicate, all he did was yell.
Right.
And he would yell so loudly you could hear him in the next county. So I couldn't do it. But, you know, he never understood it. And it was a tough time, but it is tough. You're right about that. You wonder just how far people will go.
It puts such a strain on families.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to let everybody know that Roberta's doing her portion of the show this morning from the Waffle House kitchen in South Florida.
Can you hear all that yet? They're preparing breakfast.
Yeah.
Where are you, by the way? I don't even know where you are.
I'm in Sanibel, Florida. Sanibel Island.
How far are you from where I am in Melbourne? You're on the other side of the other
Right, exactly across. Exactly across. If you just go east to west, that's where we are. So just draw a line.
Yeah. All right.
About 4 hours, 5 hours away.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
At Exxon and Mobil, and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Here at Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Let us all unite and share in this delight. Christmas is a time to celebrate. So get yourself together for Christmas weather and let the candle light the way. Hey, we're gonna share a lot of festive hugs. Yeah, we're gonna post a lot of Yuletide love, and there won't be any tears if we all open up our hearts.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
All right, so this is our video of the day at DougStefan.com. Yes?
I like this.
Why?
Well, it has a nice beat to it. It's not the usual, you know, Christmas past.
Christmas app.
Yeah. You know, the Christmas lobotomy music.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that's around at Christmas time. I just think that it's fun to have Christmas music that's secular. And
oh, yeah.
Some
absolutely.
Of the good stuff is cool, but the secular stuff is really kind of neat. There's a story at DougStefan.com that I think is worthy of our attention for a moment. We're all looking for unusual gifts at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's this story from the United Kingdom, a startup that has established a mail-order business that allows sending potatoes with loving messages scrawled on them.
Potato
in the post. Owner Adrian Nachev claims that he's earned about $12,000 in the past couple of months from this endeavor. Don't be bland. Don't be forgettable. Send a potato in the post, he said.
He suggested. Can you put a stamp on a potato and send it somewhere?
I wonder.
Can you put a stamp on anything and send it anywhere? Or does it have to be packaged?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Huh.
I mean, why do we pay for all
can
these packages?
Can you send a watermelon?
Why don't we just put stamps on our... Yeah.
Huh.
On our Christmas presents and just send them.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
His potato business has become such a success that he's quit his regular job. He said people are calling him from all over the world. And I'm looking at a picture. You can see it at DougStefan.com from today's show. A potato. How cool.
If you say potato, does he still send it?
What's the most unusual gift you ever got, Roberta?
Wow, I have to think about that. Wow.
I can tell you.
We had a long-standing joke in our family that I once got a promotional package of about 50 different Betty Crocker red serving spoons.
Really?
So every year for about 10 years, we would wrap them up and we would give them out to everybody. So every year, people got a red Betty Crocker serving spoon, and this went on for 10 years. It was hilarious, actually. So I could say that. That's probably the most unusual gift.
Roberta, one year, sent me this thing where you... It's like a little iron rack, and you put a beer can on it.
Yes.
And then you put a chicken on top of the beer can and cook it in the oven, and the chicken cooks with being infused by the beer.
How did that taste, by the way? Did you try it?
I never used it. I keep the thing in my office, and everybody just laughs at it when they come in and see it.
Well,
I thought it was an interesting idea.
It is interesting, but I'm scared to try it.
Hmm.
But you can put anything in a can. You know, you use an empty can and maybe put bourbon in it.
The can will explode, and the chicken will explode, and everything will be all over
the
house.
No, you have to open up the can first. You don't do it with a closed can. Oh, my goodness. Read the directions.
Chicken everywhere.
What's the most unusual gift then you got, Richie?
The chicken thing. I would stick a can of beer up a chicken's butt and throw it on my grill. You don't think that's a little odd?
A can of beer. You pour it down. You don't put the can in, of course.
No, you put the can in.
The whole can?
The can inside, yeah. That's what the rack is made for. It's a rack. You put the beer underneath.
Oh, listen, Roberta.
Put the beer underneath.
My God.
And then you put the chicken over it.
I'm telling you, she's a little cuckoo, dude.
So it's literally you're putting the can up.
Taking my breath away.
Basically.
Yeah. All right. Ideas like this you will not find at DougStephan.com.
What about you, Doug? You answered
my most unusual gift?
Yes.
Had to do with something that you do to a cow, and that's all I'm telling you. 28 minutes after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
To catch all the nail-biting action with wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and ultimate football-watching food. Your fantasy season may be down the drain, but who cares? Your football-rich Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, sports, please drink responsibly. Whenever I look at my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL, I think, please drink responsibly.
I do. Why would you think that?
When I come to town, it's time for a drink, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
The last time, I was just reminiscing, I should wait until McFadden gets here. The last time I was here, it was at your expense, or maybe, no, it's actually my expense. It was April Fool's a year ago, and it was a year ago. Yeah, it was. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember now.
It was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. And Meredith and I had, we were here, and Richie had cooked up something. I forget what it was with Bill Bennett. And then we left here. We had a flat tire about 40 miles up the road and spent the rest of the day fiddling around with that. So it was a memorable day here at WMEL land for us.
Well, it was the day from hell for you with that flat tire on the side of I-95. That was kind of scary.
We have video of that, too, somewhere in the dark TV world, yeah. All right, so I want to talk to you about SpaceX. John has been a broadcaster all of his, since he was able to put on diapers, he's been a broadcaster. Pretty much like that. One of the reasons we're friends is because we have so much in common in terms of having done this forever and wanting to do it forever, because it does get into your blood and it's a lot of fun. John's done a great job here. This radio station has expanded tremendously. So where it was basically sort of a county radio station before for this area, the Space Coast, Cocoa, Melbourne, where Kennedy Center, Space Center is, that sort of thing. Now you have a new signal at 1060 that goes all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way down to Palm Beach, and you have expanded your footprint or your earprint greatly.
Yeah, we're very thrilled about that, Doug. Also, we get into Orlando, like a downtown local station in Orlando. So it's pretty cool with all of the counties that we now serve.
And one of the things that people here locally are most interested in, and I dare say nationally and maybe internationally, is the sort of new private side of the space business. Cape Kennedy, right up the street. As a matter of fact, later today, because Meredith's never been there, I want to go over and see either with your auspices or Mr. Honeycutt get into just go. It's a fascinating place. People want to come down here to go to Disney World. Bah, humbug on that. Don't go to Disney World. Go to Disney World. But bring your children over to see the Space Center. It's fascinating and such a great tribute to all of, even though these boobs in Congress and the politicians have gutted the program, they sort of now getting back to it, but it's private as much as public. So there was a launch last night. Tell us about it.
Well, speaking of a great tribute to American ingenuity, last night was a historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work, hit too hard or whatever happened. But last night they had success and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like a chamber of commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet, and part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it, and can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon, and then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
Not 2016. 2018 to go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk? Yeah, Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. Who is the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah. And that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? Which one? There's another, there are a couple of other of these people from Apple and Amazon.
Bezos, Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Boeing, Lockheed Martin. I remember during the height of it, when I used to come down here, I think over the course of Jay Honeycutt running, for the benefit of, I mentioned Jay's name, not to be a name dropper, Jay and I became friends. He listened to your radio station, and he heard me 20 years ago, or maybe more than that. I had been invited to go over to the Houston Space Center, and I went over there, and I did my broadcast from there, and Honeycutt was listening, and he called you to find me.
Yeah.
And he said, when he first got to me, he says, "No, what do you get all excited about going to Houston? There's nothing going on there. You got to come see us." So it was the beginning of a great friendship, which still exists today. And one of the things that was most wonderful about it was the access that we had, we, the program, to the launches. Whenever there was a launch when we were on the air, I always was first in line, and it was very nice to, I mean, sitting here watching that, listening, I mean, the whole thing. You know, you've seen it how many times?
Countless times since the early 90s, yeah.
But it's still fast, it's still thrilling, isn't it?
We love it, and it never grows old, and it's just a magnificent thing to see these rockets launch from here. One of the few places in the world where you can see that, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. So there were 6,000 people working here at that time. I remember when Jay found the first astronauts. That was his first job. And then he was the director of the shuttle program, and then he was the director of the center, the space center here, before he retired. And I remember at one point we'd go around. Remember when I used to take astronaut Mike? I used to take Jay and astronaut Mike go to schools around the country and do programs because the kids were fascinated. I mean, it was great bringing an astronaut into the school and have him talk with the kids about that. And he was a great guy. But I remember wandering around. I had to put on a white outfit to go into the areas where they were working on the shuttles at the time. And I know there were at least 6,000 people who were working at the time for that particular part of the program. They were all gone. They all got, like, you know, in the end of the shuttle program, they were all gone. Oh. So those people will, if they stuck around here, they had jobs doing other things, that likely they'll get some sort of a similar job back again.
Many, Doug, are being hired back. Many have moved on to other jobs, other parts of the country. They retired or whatever. But many of those 6,000 workers are coming back. Many new ones are being hired. And the workforce is going to be bigger than the shuttle program.
Okay, so then what's next here in terms of whether it's SpaceX or whoever? You know what the launch schedule is. How frequently are they going to do it? Who else is actually on the schedule besides SpaceX? What other things are going to happen here in the near term?
Well, NASA still has rockets going up, and they have Lockheed Martin do that for them. A lot of military satellites are being launched into space. Last night was, I believe, a series of GPS satellites that were launched last night.
One of the things that's so fascinating, people don't realize how much stuff there is up in space.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a traffic jam up there. Yeah. And they actually have a department that handles the traffic.
Yeah. And there's so much junk that's up there. And I remember when we went, what was the name of the movie with Sandra Bullock and, was it, again, that was in Galaxy, Clooney. What was that movie?
Gravity. I know the one you mean.
Gravity, that's it. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, Gravity. So, and the whole premise was that they get hit by a bunch of space junk that was up there, and it's not far-fetched either.
No, many times the International Space Station has to do a maneuver because they can see this junk coming, and they have to maneuver to a higher or lower altitude to get out of the way. That's very common.
Then most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Fascinating. John, thank you for your friendship and having me down here to use the studio, and it's good to have the update on SpaceX. Sort of fascinating reality, and you're at the heart of it. So I wish you certainly well here, and the space program is something that has been what I ought to do if we can figure out, maybe keep tabs, you and I keep tabs next couple of months. If there's a launch in the morning when we're on the air, can we get over there, do you think?
Absolutely. Won't be a problem at all.
All right, let's do that. Let's plan on doing that, because I'd like to do a launch over there sometime. They more often than not do them at night, though, now, don't they?
Actually, Doug, it's all across the board. Day, night, 3 a.m. in the morning. There's no rhyme or reason. Well, there is a rhyme and reason. It all has to do with the coordinates of hooking up with the International Space Station.
Right, yeah. All right, but we... There's nothing. People who've been listening to you for a long, long time. You know, you've had me. How many? I've been on your radio station. It seems like forever.
It's been, I believe, 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
All right. So over the course of 20 years, we've seen a lot of this stuff go on, and it almost came to the point where it seemed like, well, it's just another launch. But now, because there's been a hiatus, now there's more interest in it, and maybe the fact that it's being run by the private sector brings some more attention to it, too, do you think?
Great interest again, Doug, and you're right, because there was a hiatus. That interest is coming back. People are discovering it like for the first time, so it's exciting, and people are loving it, and we are too here, both as a radio station and being able to provide the, as I call it, the play-by-play coverage, and also just being able to be a part of the space scene here on the Space Coast.
You know, it's I'm getting a little I'm now somewhat nostalgic as you talk about me being here for 20 years up and down the coast. A couple of great radio stations, WTTB down in Vero Beach, and you, Vero Beach, I've been on there, I think, 18 years, and here now for 20, and I'm thinking about some of the other stations. Florida has been one of those spots for me over the years on Good Day that seems to have it's a welcoming feeling that I get when I'm seriously. I mean, I have spent a lot of time, as you know, my folks had a place in Palm Beach, and for years and years, and I did mornings down on a radio station back in the dark ages in Palm Beach. I was just trying to think of how many other stations beside you and TTB in Vero Beach actually even paying attention to the stuff that's going on here. What a great service.
I don't think there are many, but you're right. It is a great service. We love being able to provide it, Doug, yeah.
And yeah, and the fact that one of the things that used to be really a problem, I remember when I was a kid, you probably remember it too, the boss said, don't talk about the other stations. Don't talk about the... Well, the reality is that you have a good cooperative relationship with Davis, who's down there running the station. Jim Davis, a great guy. And I feel good about being connected to the two of you, actually.
Yeah, it's a good relationship. We've gotten along well over the years, and I enjoy it. So it's fun, and no problems whatsoever.
Okay, so for the visualization department, Meredith, if you're listening, I'm sitting in a chair, and there's a cat on my back here. You have how many cats in the station?
That's Mel the cat, Melvin, or actually her real name is Melvina.
Melvina. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's roaming around here. We have Rocky the cat, and. And we have Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
So this cat just came into the studio. It's a big black cat. And Kenny, you visualize this. I'm sitting sort of on the edge of a higher chair, and the cat jumps up in the back of me. She's between the back of the chair and my back. It's just a big midnight-looking cat. It's just, okay. I mean, can we get her, if Jennifer were here, does she purr? How much does she purr? She doesn't purr much, right? Let me see if she... Hold on. Does she? Yeah, she's walking around the console here like she owned the place. Oh, my God. All right, so we better pause for a moment here. It's a 50, where are we? At 49 past the hour. This is a good day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 15% off fragrance gift sets, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, now you can buy online, pick up in store. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jane Lynch and Matthew Morrison have teamed up with Febreze to star in a new video, The 12 Stinks of Christmas.
It's the 12 stinks of Christmas my true love sent to me. 12 kings of gaming, 11 guests, one bathrobe.
We isolated 12 of the most common stinks at Christmas time. And some of them would be like garbage left, you know, sitting for too long. Too many people in your house using one bathroom. We put them into the 12 days of Christmas.
Stockings, two smelly cats,
and an ugly sweater from 1993.
Eliminate the 12 stinks with Febreze.
Febreze promises to help you stay guest ready with limited edition Jolly Pine and Cranberry Cheer scented Air FX, car vent clips, and fabric refresher. View the soon to be holiday classic, The 12 Stinks of Christmas, all season long on Febreze's YouTube channel.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As we look ahead, let's see, Greg is still suffering with that. Man, there's nothing worse than having a back problem or a back that's dislocated. So, with tribute to him and his ability from time to time to get himself to a microphone, but that doesn't mean today. There are other things that I can talk about and Kenny can talk about that have to do with the consumer technology. Amazon's in the news. You all heard the story from Tim Cook, hopefully earlier, and you may have watched and read the reviews of the 60 Minutes interview he did referring to national security and privacy and those who have a backdoor key to encrypted devices, who's getting in, the warning warning that I passed along earlier today. This is a dangerous time. How do you make the best of it, I guess, is the reality. And the best of it is to have use some common sense and don't put everything on your computer where people can get at it. If you're going to do things, have a couple of different computers. That's what I do. I have one that has no access to the outside world. I do a lot of my record keeping, that sort of thing, on a computer, a laptop that I just take with me to my accountant's office. You know, that's why do you have to have it on a computer that's tied to the internet? That's, you're just asking for it, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a real problem. Anyway, there's a number of things going on here that we'll check into that will affect you in terms of consumer technology. Up next here on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Okay, so Amazon has added a streaming feature for new shows. Viewers will be able to enjoy a number of exclusive program options next year. There's a new comedy. These people are really going Amazon, Netflix. One Mississippi is a new show produced by Louis C.K. And this Sacha Baron Cohen. So should I figure this is going to be either a comedy or a real adult show? Kenny, what's the
probably statue? Both?
Really? Well, see, there's no one of the things that people like about this is there's no government interference. You can, you know, you watch whatever you want to, right. And there's no regulation on it, which means the language may be a little saucy, maybe there'll be a little nudity, that kind of stuff. But hello, we're adults, are we not? But if you want to put that on regular TV, nope, can't do that. Microsoft has rolled out a countdown sale, which runs through the first week of January to attract you and other shoppers with discounts on movies, games, other applications. Sale features daily and weekly offers on downloads from the Xbox Store. Xbox is just a Microsoft product, is it not? That's it?
You think so.
Yeah. FDA, tech wearables with health and medical functions have become popular since the Fitbit and Apple Watch have been released. Medical companies are hoping to use the technology to develop treatments for serious illnesses. So the FDA is getting in on the act. It's hiring positions related to digital health to prepare for an expected increase in companies seeking regulatory approval for wearable healthcare devices. Why do you have to have FDA approval to put a watch on? That's really...
Well, it depends what the health aspects of it are, if they're trying to give you medical advice through that device.
I give out medical advice. The FDA doesn't approve of my program. They probably wouldn't approve of some of the medical advice that I give out either. Visa, MasterCard, among the credit card companies innovating new payment technologies that will let you swap out a credit card for a smart device like a key fob, a ring, watch, or car system. Watch for that to happen next year, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.